Welcome to Legislative Report, and joining me today is Lancaster County Representative Brian Cutler. Representative Cutler, the budget stalemate continues in Harrisburg. Give your constituents a status report on the situation.
Well, this is something that's obviously been going on since June and July when the governor allowed the budget to become law without his signature, which was the third year in a row that he chose to do so. The discussions to fund his overspending that came through from last year, which was about $400 million above budgeted expenses, plus the $1.1 billion that were short in revenues, continued to be the major sticking point, is coming up with that about $1.5 billion. And then we have about $500 to $600 million of increased expenses, mostly related to changes in Medicaid and pension payments. So we continue to discuss those. The governor has provided multiple options and multiple taxes to cover that. We actually even saw the Senate pass a tax package that included taxes on utility bills, electric bills, your cell phone, potentially your telephone, your regular landline, as well as natural gas, both an extraction tax and a utility tax. That did not have the support in the House. We clearly expressed that prior to them sending it, but it was sent anyway. So earlier this week, the governor chose to strike out on his own. And as he moves forward, I certainly would urge him to return to the budget talks, because at the end of the day, we were within $100 million or so of completely closing out last year and paying for this year and setting us up for 2 years to all be even. So I don't think now's a good time for anyone to be acting off on their own, and would certainly hope that this can be resolved very soon.
You had a piece of legislation that you proposed. It was a bill that monitors health care costs. Explain that legislation that passed this week.
Yes, that's House Bill 1613 for the Pennsylvania Health Care Cost Containment Council, also known as the PHC4. This is a independent organization that was created decades ago under Pennsylvania law to monitor health care costs and provide quality reports. If you go to their website, you can find information on hospital readmission rates, for example, or complication rates related to certain kinds of surgery, such as open heart surgery, and they provide a lot of great information. About a year and a half ago, unfortunately, their statutory authority expired. This had happened once before under Governor Rendell. We tend to sunset that every 5 or 7 years or so, so that we can get a good idea of what changes need to be made going forward so that it continues to be relevant in terms of the information that it's providing to us as policymakers, as well as us as constituents, in terms of information that is useful for us to make healthcare decisions. Earlier this week, we did pass the House bill unanimously with bipartisan support to reauthorize it as well as modernize it. There were some components of the law that had not been updated since it came in previously. And when you look at that, for example, they could not have board members vote over the telephone. If they called in for a conference call and when they were having a board meeting, they had to physically be there to vote. So we obviously changed that, particularly in this day and age when technology allows you to video conference and you can still see the information as being presented to the rest of the board members currently in the board in a live manner. So we did that. We also added some legislators. I think that having legislators on the board will be important going forward. It will give them both, one, the perspective of what the board does, why it's important, but two, it'll also allow them to provide feedback sooner than the every couple year sunset date or the expiration date that we had previously written into the law. If something needs changed, we can pass a law and work on policy to make that happen.
Representative Cutler, thank you for being with us on Legislative Report.